Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, Atlanta? Welcome in to the Steakhouse. Abe Gordon and Sandra Golden holding it down.
Steak
out of town for a couple of days as he starts to enjoy his July 4th weekend. We're going to start to enjoy ours over the next couple of days. You, actually, after today,
get a couple days off.
Are you up at the lake? What's the plan?
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl at Lake Oconee, if you're heading down there. And then hubby and I are going to just jaunt over to Savannah for Saturday and Sunday.
Now,
have a little breaking. Yeah.
Did you see the news about an hour and a half south of Savannah?
What?
Brand new Buc-ee's.
I did see
it's,
that.
It's a long way to go out of the way if you're
the
going to Savannah.
The largest? Yeah. Buc-ee's in the state of Georgia is in Brunswick. Okay, I'm going to say something unpopular here. It's overrated. And here's why. I loved it the first three, four, five times I went. And now it's just, are you serious right now? I'm a big fan of Striplings. Do you guys know what Striplings is, this store? It's like a sausage and meats, and it's like a smaller Buc-ee's.
Okay.
With less chaos. Striplings, I don't know what they call it. It's like a mart, Striplings Mart.
Yeah.
First of all, as clean as Buc-ee's, you know, the bathrooms and all that, gas, you get everything there, and you can literally get fresh prime beef. They've got a beautiful butcher shop, everything you want. So there you go.
Here's the thing about like calling Buc-ee's overrated. It's only based on your own rating. So like,
yes, so
I don't pay attention to what other people tell me about, oh, you got to do this. And I'm like, no, I'll go there and experience and I'll develop my own thoughts.
Yeah, I don't want to poo-poo it because if you've never been, it's an experience. But when anyone says something about overrated, it's always based on your own rating.
Yeah.
That's life in general. What are you talking about?
Well,
like, it's my own rating. That's right. Or underrated.
Yeah, so it's just rated as you see it.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I got to ask you a question. Put the sheet down. This is when we kibitz. You know what kibitz is?
Of course.
Okay. We're going to kibitz. So, I have never, and I will never, get in one of these Waymos, okay?
Yeah.
Driverless cars, y'all. Uber has them in Atlanta.
All over Midtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Big segment on CBS Sunday Morning, by the way, on it. So, this morning, down 14th, y'all, I saw one get stranded. I saw it. I was driving past it. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, on 14th, when you go over the highway. Coming down heading toward Colony Square.
Yeah, just past Atlantic Station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how that'll back up.
It's a tough intersection.
Okay, so as it backs up and then that car moves forward, the Waymo is now stuck halfway through and doesn't proceed. And so it's sitting there. I would have such a nightmare.
Now, you're saying it's in the intersection.
It's pulled up enough.
The light has now turned red, so
it's not going forward, and it's sitting there.
Unlike
it's
a human who might try and back up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just am not that gal.
Also,
I don't know if you guys are getting in a Waymo. They freak me out.
I'd get in.
I get into Waymo wrecks. You know, it's not going to work.
Unless I get killed in a Waymo, like there's only positives. Because this is lawsuit central. Like
right.
if I'm in a Waymo without a driver and it gets into an accident, that's just lawsuit central. And
right.
I would take it. To be fair, I don't know if I'd feel great on the highway with it because now we are getting into like you might get killed
so
in a wreck.
It, on your Uber app now, it says, are you okay with the Waymo? And I was like, no, ma'am.
Is it cheaper?
I know we've had this discussion.
It's so dumb.
No, it's not.
But there's no driver that you're actually paying, so it should be, but it's not.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're not tipping.
Are Waymos electric?
I think they are electric. Let us know. 404-726-0929.
Because if they are gas machines, like who fills them up?
It's got to be electric.
Okay.
And then does it know to go back to its station? Like you've got a vacuum cleaner, the little
the Roomba,
Roombas,
the robot stuff. I have one of those, and I can't use it until chipper. Yeah, with the dog, it's just there's no
Freaks
shot.
Him out.
Yeah, she'd tear it up.
That's hilarious.
She'd go after it. I don't need her howling and barking at it the whole time.
Ha!
All right, we've killed enough time. We probably have to talk about what we saw and more so didn't see at Truist than what we will see tonight. It's time for the 9-9.
Ho hum, Braves shutout again. 4-0, you're scored. Y'all, it's just a tough watch. It's a tough watch, Abe.
I think it's 3 shutouts in the last 5 games, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
and I tweeted this last night. It's just, it's one of the toughest teams to watch in recent memories. There have been some Braves teams that have been not great. And I'm not even talking recently. I'm talking about, like, throughout my life. There have been a couple of downward spells here and there. But a lot of that didn't come with the promise or the optimism that this team came with. And I think that's probably as equally frustrating as the fact that there is no offense, is that you just feel these guys should be better. I think we're deep enough in the season now, Sandra. They're not better. They're not going to be better.
Right.
The Jurickson Profar comes back tonight. He's not going to save the season. There's no savior here. The season is what it is.
Struck out 11 times. They were 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position and wasted another fabulous outing from Grant Holmes. 6 innings pitched, gave up 3 hits, struck out another 10. Ronald Acuna, speaking of striking out, Golden Sombrero last night.
Yeah.
4 times. First time since 2020 that he's had that in a game of 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, rough patch for him right now. 3 for his last 22 with 14 strikeouts. His average has gone down from 396 to like 355.
Cut him!
Aaron Judge had the same thing, right? Aaron Judge was hitting 398. Then 2 days later, he was hitting, I think he went 1 for 12 in a series, and he was hitting 360. His superstars go through some struggles. If there's anyone I actually trust to bounce back from this, it is going to be Acuna.
We think so. He's leading the vote getting, you guys. Last time I looked for the All-Star game, but you have until noon to vote.
Final stretch.
Final stretch. So get in there and do it this morning, if you will. It's Jurickson Profar Day for those who celebrate and observe. He will be in the lineup tonight. I'm anxious to hear his press conference. Brian Snitkers, what say you?
Well, I think, you know what? I kind of look at it like in thinking he's going to be good for our lineup. You know, it's going to be an impactful switch hitter in the middle of our lineup. And, you know, I feel good about getting him back and putting him in there. You know, hopefully he can spark us and do something to help us, you know, get things going.
You know what he wants to say. I mean, Snicker's not this sort of guy, but you know he wants to say, hey, he's not going to be worse than the other guys we've been throwing out there. So, you know, throw it out there and try it.
He's going to be worse than what we got. Chris Sale transferred to the 60-day IL, so that's terrible. We already knew it's not till August. I got a question for you, Abe. If the Braves are really out of it, do you even revamp him up? Ramp him up? I don't know that I just don't shut him down.
That's a good question.
Because if it's the end of August, how many more starts would you have? 4, maybe? 5?
I think he's a competitor. I don't think he wants his season to end that way, so probably.
But maybe it's not up to him.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
And the minor league season ends early, too, so like trying to ramp him up that way might be a little bit more difficult.
Bryce Elder on the mound tonight, 7:15, first pitch.
Is it Fuentes, right?
It is Fuentes.
Bryce is tomorrow.
Tomorrow is
You've
Bryce
already
Elder.
Chalked tonight up as a loss with Fuentes on the mound and are working towards tomorrow. I don't blame you.
It's
I don't blame you.
it's that time of the year.
Are you surprised Fuentes is making another start?
Who else are
the options are not great.
The options, you don't
Wiles and Waldrip and Jackson Stevens and, you know.
It's July 2nd and I'm kind of like, let's get ready for football season.
Yeah.
By the way, Mets got rained out. Phillies got rained out last night. So at least
nobody loves canning a game before first pitch like the Washington Nationals. That's where Philly was last night. They canceled it at like 3 p.m.
By the way, I wish the Braves would do it more often. Ugh. And they just sit there and sit there and sit there. I know Bo does too. Coco Gauff upset at Wimbledon yesterday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, number 2 seed out. There were actually 4 women top 10 seeds that were out. 4 men top 10 seeds were out. She was among them. Jess Pegula, the 3 seed, also American, also got bounced. Interesting bracket format, but Coco Gauff talked about like the pressure and the turnaround from the French Open. I'm sorry. Everyone else is dealing with it. That's not good enough. You can't lose to an unseeded player.
She said, I just need to be better on the grass. I've got to improve my game. I thought she handled it with class and elegance. Could the Hawks actually land Giannis?
Sure, why not?
They're the favorite in Vegas, whatever that means to you. I mean, what are they going to do? Who do they give up? What happens?
Well, so that's what's interesting to me is
too.
With the new additions, how many of them could be moved? You have that draft pick you didn't previously have. Could that be moved? Because I still don't love the idea of parting with Jalen and Okongwu and Reza Shea. Like if that's the plan, I'm still probably team no. But if you told me you could get Porzingis, Kennard, and Reza Shea for
Giannis.
And the draft pick for Giannis. Keep Jalen Johnson. Like, I would listen. I think you have a lot more options. Yeah.
I just am shocked that they're the favorite. So there were 31,000 and change last night, Abe, down at Mercedes-Benz for the Club World Cup festivities as Borussia Dortmund knocks out Monterrey 2-1.
Yeah, Raya Dos slash Monterrey. A fun game. They had a couple opportunities to draw level in this thing, but Borussia Dortmund holds on. I think all the goals were scored in the first half. I was kind of in and out after halftime, but... I thought it was a pretty good crowd for a Tuesday night, holiday
pretty
weekend coming.
Pretty good crowd for a Tuesday.
The thunderstorms.
It's funny because I was driving down North Side about, I don't know, five-ish, and all the signs were up. Mercedes-Benz. I think they expected a much bigger crowd than that. And
yeah,
I think
and,
right,
and they're
going to
get
help.
A huge one this weekend for the next game, Bayern and PSG.
Right,
no
and last
that.
But not least... The Peachtree Road Race, which both Allie from the morning shift and you're running and at the event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. Group A, which I'm very happy with. Later in the show, Rich Kanna, Atlanta Track Club CEO, is going to join us, kind of break down the final thoughts as we head into the Peachtree Road Race on Friday morning. Expo getting going today as well, so be careful. Traffic at Lenox. It is the Steakhouse.
It's not at World Congress Center
anymore,
right?
No, they moved it.
Okay.
They moved it this
That's
year.
Interesting. Okay.
They did. Okay. This hour of the Steakhouse is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. Like we said, when we come back here, Sandra has some Peachtree Road Race trivia. We also got to figure out like what makes it July 4th in Atlanta or in Georgia. Like
it's
what
one of the
are
coolest
the
things ever, this Peachtree Road Race in
it
Atlanta.
It is. But what are kind of the benchmarks of a July 4th weekend for you? We'll talk about that on the other side. She is Sandra Golden. I am Steakhouse live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and available on the Odyssey app.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back into the Steakhouse here in the Kia Studios. Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro today and tomorrow. Of course, most of the company off on Friday, July 4th. I will be in the area, just running by.
I love it. Good for you.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. And that brings me to the point here. It's Sandra Golden. For me, July 4th is always about just the Peachtree.
Right. How long have you been running it, first of all?
Well, I obviously moved away here and there, and I wasn't in running shape for a while. And so I think this is like my fifth straight since.
Okay.
But I think this is somewhere around number 17 or 18 overall.
That is tremendous.
I ran it all the every year as a kid.
God, that's amazing. So did your family do it?
Yeah. Okay. We ran the Peachtree Junior when we were too young to do the full. I remember doing that. And then as soon as I was old enough, we did the Peachtree every year. My dad's still doing it. We'll talk about him in a moment. My sister ran it. Everyone. It was a family affair.
Right.
Like, that's what July 4th was always about to me. Like, to the point, and we'll talk about this in a moment, I'm going to a wedding in New Mexico that day. Like, Friday. I'm leaving. And, like, I made sure to get my flights and all that to where I was like, all right, like, we're going to figure out how to run the Peachtree, and then we'll
like
deal with the flight.
Like, you're not missing it.
I was not going to miss the Peachtree.
That's great. And you start training when?
Well, I've been injured a little bit here and there. I only trained for like a month.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, not a great ramp up.
All right.
But that's
all right. All right. Detour wedding. Who's getting married?
My cousin Allison is getting married. I have to fly to New Mexico.
Beautiful.
For it. Yeah.
Which is beautiful. Okay. And is it a fancy wedding? What are you wearing?
I don't know how fancy it's going to be. The dress code is listed as desert formal.
I don't know what that
means.
People
just make stuff up nowadays.
I don't know what that is. Desert formal.
All I know is Randy.
It's brown camouflage tuxedo.
I don't, is that right. Desert? I don't know.
Yes. Desert camo?
A ghillie suit?
Desert camo is like the only thing you can actually look up as a color of clothing.
Is that true?
Like, there's no, like, everything else is just brown.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's right. no, like, it, desert.
It right. lists, like, lighter-hued suits mm-hmm. and, like, bolo ties and gaucho
is it outside
hats.
Or is it
I
inside?
Think it's going to be outside.
Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about something.
I'm hoping the reception's
because
inside.
You're a single gentleman in your 30s,
for,
right?
For a couple, for okay. another month, yes.
Now, listen, this should be a good spot to meet a little lady.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
Bo. Right? Like, I don't
Shoot
understand.
That down immediately. Now, right, now there could be another reason for this, though. And maybe it's because he wants to remain loyal to,
well, you
know, date number three is coming up.
Yeah, date. I have been seeing someone a little bit, but we
Holy
haven't.
Holy breaking news.
We have,
really?
Well, it's we've only been on two dates, so we have to schedule a third. So it's not like All serious right. yet or anything.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is exciting news. But, so at least there's a reason you're shutting it down, because I want you to maybe have an open mind of thinking, what a great opportunity to meet and greet with some females and dance and or wedding dancer, wedding crashers, all that fun stuff.
Wedding drinker.
Okay. Which leads to wedding dancing. So,
later in the night. Sure.
Right? Bo, are you with me here? Like, 100%. I don't want him to shut it down so quickly.
I've been warned.
He's going with the closed mind.
I have at least a little bit of openness. I've been warned a little bit to steer clear of some of the friend group.
Right.
So
big? Is it a big wedding?
I don't think so. I mean, it's in New Mexico.
I know, but that has nothing to do with it. It could be a huge event. Okay.
A lot of people from Atlanta are going, some people. Then, you know, I think it'll be a lot of family there.
All right. Third date. So why aren't you calling her and just saying, hey, I'd like to see you maybe next week?
The timelines just haven't worked out.
Okay.
I was hoping to see her this week. She was busy.
Okay.
I'm gone over the weekend.
She's so listening now?
No, I don't think she listens.
This is so
Sanders, she is
Y'all
the,
A's got
she
is a the, girlfriend.
She is the least, well, no, we're not there yet. She is like the least sports interested person in the world.
Okay. Where'd you meet her?
I was set up by my brother and some other guy that I
Jewish?
Don't know.
Is she Jewish?
She is, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, this is exciting.
I will update as like it becomes.
I am so happy for you.
As it becomes relevant, I'll update. But there's you know, it's
I
slow
think
going.
It's
so
important
far.
For you to have more women in your life than TVs, and I don't know that that's actually happened.
Well, no, I have four
like,
TVs.
Four TVs, but okay.
How many women do I? Because I'm not going to have more than one woman at a time. I'm certainly not going to have four.
Are you getting the point though of what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of if you have dates and women and your TVs takes my priority, that's maybe. I'm just here to
oh,
help.
Oh no, you're
I'm just one of your I'm like
I,
the
I
mom you never
saying.
Wanted.
I you need me to power rank the chica over the TVs.
That's right.
I get that.
That's right.
There I thought you said I need more women than TVs. I'm like, well, I have four TVs.
Well, listen, there's no rules. You can have five in a rotation. There are no rules.
I'm not a rotation guy. I'm a one at a time.
Fair enough. Yeah. I like that as well. All right. Okay. Well, this is exciting news, y'all. Sorry I didn't know that information.
So, all right.
Back to the road race.
Peachtree Road Race. It's going down on Friday. I'm pumped. I'll be honest, Sandra, I have not slept very well this week.
You're excited.
Because excited and nervous.
And you're hungry because you're eating cottage cheese.
I'm hungry right now because I haven't had breakfast. But, like, I'm obviously not winning the race. I think we all know this.
That's correct.
But I do put a lot of pressure.
You're not from Kenya, so
no,
you're not
I do put a lot of pressure on myself to perform at whatever would be good by my standards.
Okay.
And I get nervous. I take it very seriously, and I have not slept this week.
I love that. I think it's great.
So dumb.
No, it isn't. I love that you care. I do like, so, and I was reading up on little trivia and the bits and the stuff. They used to just let you line up wherever, and it was, I believe, 2008 where they decided we're going to rank you and you're going to be line up according to performance. And I didn't know that. So do they kind of, is it a shameful thing to start in this X amount of groups?
No, I wouldn't say it's shameful because some people, like, you have to qualify. You have to use a qualifying race if you're going to be in the higher groups. Some people aren't running qualifying times or in races that are official Peachtree qualifiers, nor do they necessarily care to. I do because I
What was your time last year?
Last year I ended up catching up with a group from my run club and slowed down to run with them. So I was like 59 minutes.
Okay.
I'm hoping to do like 52 or so.
That's great.
I mean, I'd like to do sub 50, but I don't know how possible that is.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm going to start with the fast people and just, like a bat out of hell, see how long I can hold on to them.
Do you know the very first Peachtree Road Race? By the way, 1970, there were only 150 people running. And this weekend, do you know how many people are running on Friday? It's incredible.
I mean, I've always known it to be at, I remember when they boosted it up. So it's supposed to be 55,000.
They're saying now closer to 60.
Yeah, because they have virtual runners they can kind of increase it. Now, you say it started in 70 or 71, somewhere in there. My dad has run a bucket load of these things.
So good.
He started, though, in 75.
Okay.
So, but he's done, this year will be 48. He missed one or two in there, but this year will be number 48.
So great. He's in great shape. How old is he?
So mid-70s.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dad. And he's listening. Shout out.
He is. He is on the Odyssey app, which is what you should download
as
well.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry Gordon.
Hi, Larry Gordon.
Not going to run the time he did back in the mid-90s. He finished this thing at 36:14 in 96, which is like a crazy time. It's a 5:50 pace, 5:49. Like, I can't do 1 mile that fast, so... Like, even today, even now.
That's so good.
My dad was fast.
So it's your whole family here. You're like, we're running as a kid, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think you have to kind of start running, right, when you're little.
We ran because my dad ran.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got fat, and then I picked it back up. My sister ran in high school and in college, so she was a runner. Now she's kind of slower, and I'm speeding back up.
It's so good. That's so good and healthy for you. I'm real proud for you. That's great.
We didn't talk about fireworks. Is that a thing you're interested in?
They're bringing back the fireworks this year at Lenox. You know this on the 3rd that after the race, I think the night before.
Right,
so is that tomorrow night at Lenox? Did you guys know that? Mr. Kana will tell you all about it when he comes on at 10:20. I think that's great.
Is it? I mean, if you like fireworks, it's great. I'm not a firework guy.
Right.
It's boring. I don't get it.
Right.
It's the same thing as it was when I was 10.
I think it's pretty. I like the oohs and the ahs. And then I'm like, okay.
I don't understand the oohs and ahs. That's my thing. Why are we oohing and ahing?
It's pretty. And then it's probably too long. How about the big finale? Everybody, ooh. Just saying.
And the grand finale? I don't like the false grand finale when you think it's done. And then they're like, nope, we got 10 more minutes. I'm like, oh, come on. End it.
I want you to have some joy in your life, Abe.
All right. When we get back, maybe a quick touch on the Atlanta Braves, then we'll get into the tailgate. You have to hear what Paul Feinbaum said about one SEC quarterback, and I'll tell you why he's wrong, like usual. It's Sandra Golden, Abe Gordon on the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Steakhouse here on a hump day Wednesday, July 2nd, as we move towards July 4th weekend. I will tell you this. It's Abe Gordon, Sandra Golden, Abe in for steak today and tomorrow. I do love when the holidays that can bounce around to different parts of the week fall on a weekend.
Me too.
It feels like it's a bigger July 4th because it leads you into a full weekend than if this were like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Last Friday at the Hartsfield was the biggest day. The most people went through TSA, even than last Thanksgiving, which I found it very hard to believe. And also, you guys, I was telling Abe this on Monday in the North Terminal. I don't know if y'all saw on the Twitters. People were lined up out the door in the North Terminal.
Don't do this to me.
And I believe it was for baggage drop, of all stupid things.
Because
people were responding saying, go to international. So just give yourself plenty of time.
I just told you I'm going to the airport.
I know, but I'm trying to help you. Like, take Marta's. You're not checking a bag. You're good to go.
I'm already nervous about the race. Now you got me nervous about, I mean, what if the whole race I could be like, I got to run fast because I don't know what the airport has got for me.
What time's your flight?
It's 12:50.
You're fine.
I should have some time.
You're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Are you an early airport arrival person?
I'm way early. Yeah. I'm super paranoid. I'm anal retentive about a lot. It bugs me that I wish I could relax about things like Steak flew out of here yesterday. Like his flight was at 12:30. He didn't leave Colony Square till 11:30.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Are you an airport person? Like I love the airport. I can go to the airport 3 hours before my flight and be completely fine. It's like a little city.
I totally
agree.
You
got stores and dining and brews, and there's no clocks. Like, it's like Vegas.
So, a couple years ago, I did invest in the American Express card to get into the clubs. And now I'm like, I just want to go to the airport and hang out and go in the Sky Club.
No ticket, just get in there.
Yeah, which, by the way, you have to have a ticket now because people were doing that.
Yeah.
Which, can you imagine that you would just go there and use it as a restaurant? But I get it. That's a lot of money. I'm going to get my money's worth. So.
For me, and I'm kind of with Bo in terms of the airport, it's about the lack of stress. Like, I just don't need to stress. Am I going to make my gate, all of that. So I'd rather just get there 2 hours early than have to worry about I've got 20 minutes and I'm still at TSA. Like, I just don't want to deal with that.
Are you a TSA pre-checker?
I am.
Okay. Are you, Bo?
I've never even done pre-check. Yeah. I have no idea how to do it or what it is. I think it's a special club that you have to pay money for.
No, it literally took me 5 seconds
on
the app. And I just have done it recently. It could not have been easier,
like
you guys.
Is it like a yearly subscription?
I think it's like a five-year thing, right? Yeah, five years.
Okay. So mine, it's through 2030. And there is a kiosk inside Lenox Mall that you go to and you do it, you know, fill out everything online. And then you go, you make an appointment, you show up. It took 5 seconds of my life. And within 5 days, I got the TSA number.
So they just do like a background check on you or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah,
all, right.
all that stuff.
But I was thinking it was going to be this whole rigmarole, and it could not have been easier.
Well, the early days, you had to like set an appointment, go to the airport. I think they've gotten away from that a little bit.
Yeah, they have places all over that you can do it. Highly recommend it. And I was one of those ones, I was like, I don't want to do it.
Well, the other thing about TSA, this is my opinion, it almost is irrelevant in Atlanta, right? I mean, there's so many travelers in Atlanta that also have TSA. You go to some of the other airports that have it, and they're just not as packed as Atlanta. That's where I see the difference, is in other airports. In Atlanta,
especially with Clear. So the Clear TSA.
Let me tell you
again with the American Express, you get Clear free.
Well,
and you get TSA free.
With your American Express. I have one that doesn't give me any of those.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, anyway, I also want to recommend, I don't know if y'all have, I'm probably late to this party, Toro for rental cars. Have y'all done Toros?
I've heard of it.
Oh, for trips.
I would never rent another car. Sorry, Hertz's of the world. Isn't it the most convenient thing?
So a couple years ago, Tara rented a SUV, and we went down to Florida with all the kids. So it's four girls and me and her, and went down to Florida for a weekend or a week. And that was a lot cheaper than doing a rental
car. It's so much cheaper, and there's no lines at the airport. I mean, it could not be easier. It's an app. You can pick the kind of car you want. There's different rates that you get to choose from. So there you go. Toro.
I got budget this weekend.
How much is that rental car? And after the fees and all, you guys, it's crazy. Toro, no fees.
It's Albuquerque. Like, I don't know how many. I don't know if they have Toro out there. How many options?
It's an app.
No, I know, but it's Albuquerque.
Again, expand your brain, and before shutting things down, say, "Huh, I could have saved him money. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'm going to try it.
I might." But
now that you have a girlfriend, you've changed. I'm telling you.
Don't have a girlfriend still. All right. You want to talk some college football?
Yes, we have an open, Abe.
I love college football. Let's get to it, the tailgate. Oh, boy. It's just guys on TV, man. They just say stuff without even thinking. And Paul Feinbaum, along with Greg Sankey, kind of the face of the SEC, both SEC Network and ESPN and all that stuff. Paul Feinbaum is quite high on Arch Manning, and he was talking on his show a couple days ago and pretty much said Arch Manning is going to be in the running for that little stiff arm trophy.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fair statement, Sandy, because in general, quarterback of a team that's going to be ranked in the top five, if in fact Texas is ranked in the top five, it's pretty safe to say he'll probably be there. I mean, Stetson Bennett made it when Georgia was there. I think that's a fair comment.
Okay. He's played in 12 games. He has started two of those 12.
Well, I also think he's they're replacing a lot, Texas is. And I have some real questions. Now, like Kirby, they just load up.
Sure.
I got some real questions about what's going on for him at receiver.
How about four offensive linemen?
That too.
Brand new.
That too.
Okay, and more from Paul Feinbaum here.
I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
So here's where the ignorance shows itself of Paul Feinbaum. And I know Paul Feinbaum a little bit. I've worked with Paul Feinbaum.
Where did you work with him?
I worked with SiriusXM.
Oh, okay.
And way back in the day, and he was doing shows there. Paul Feinbaum knows the SEC history. He knows the conference. He knows the storylines. Paul Feinbaum doesn't know football. And so for him to come out and try and tell me that Arch Manning, who, how many snaps have we seen? How many games?
12.
For him to try and tell me that he's the best quarterback since Tim Tebow, it's wildly irresponsible comment to make. It really is. Initially, my first comment was like, did he even watch Trevor Lawrence as a freshman? Like, that's my first thought.
Abe, I think that Paul Feinbaum understands TV. He's playing TV, as sometimes we say we're playing radio, to get the reaction. Because now we're talking about it. And, okay, Tim Tebow is the mark. I could name 20.
That was 2008. That's almost 17 years of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Arch Manning, who we've seen almost nothing of, is the best one in 17 years?
Right. No, I totally agree with you. It's a statement, though, so now we're able to break it down and who was best and who was better. I also know that Paul Feinbaum will hitch his wagon to something, and he's going to ride it all year. So he's going to be the one that says, I told you, Arch Manning, and, you know, he's forecasting, sports casting, the way through. That he's been this whole dialogue has started months ago with Arch Manning.
So what's he going to say if it's not? What's he going to say if Arch Manning leads to? I mean, they're going to Ohio State in week one.
Yeah,
in week one. Separate of Arch Manning, Ohio State might be that good. There is a pretty good chance. And now there's the other side. If Arch Manning walks into the horseshoe and takes care of business, you could start the commentary. But there's a chance that Arch Manning goes into Ohio State and Texas gets their butt beat.
That's right.
And so what's the commentary then?
Right. Weeks ago, Steve Spurrier was on a podcast and said...
Now him I agree with.
Yeah, of course, Florida. he did make a great point in terms of if, in fact, Arch Manning is the second coming of quarterbacks, why wasn't he good enough to take over for Quinn Ewers last year?
Who was hurt
and
also... just wasn't playing that good. Quinn Ewers, was a 6th-round draft pick?
That's right. So there is a point there. If he was that great and he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers, why wasn't he starting? There's your question.
And the question for me isn't whether, I mean, look, he really may be that good. I don't have a problem with the premise of him being that good.
Five of the greatest quarterbacks that you've seen play or that just jumps to mind. Joe Burrow jumps out to me. I saw Chris Winkie in person. I thought his numbers were like on you're playing the video game.
Yeah,
numbers.
I mean, this was obviously before Tebow. Mm-hmm. Tebow, by the way, is one of them.
Yeah.
But before Tebow, but in the same range, I mean, Virginia Tech Mike Vick was
great. Yeah.
I think there's guys from the West Coast who are just throwing for 500 yards a game that are in that discussion, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson at Louisville was outstanding. I mean, like, what are we doing?
I get it. He's playing radio. We totally get it. Speaking of playing video games, are you an EA Sports guy, Bo? EA Sports guy? It's coming out the 13th, I believe, the 26th.
Yeah, there's an early release and then the full release.
What does that even mean, early release? What is
that? So what you get to do, if you pre-order it, you will get to play. It's... you have to depend on yourself or decide yourself whether you think it's worth it. Typically, all you get to do is play one team versus another team. With this game, it will probably be the national championship game from last year. You will get to play that one game as an exhibition game for 3 days before the official, rest of the game comes out. So, I mean, it's like $30 for the pre-order for that edition.
So will you do that? Will you pre-order it?
So what I will do...
It's the 7th, and then everybody gets it the 10th. I had the date wrong.
What I'll do is I will get the combo, both Madden and NCAA, and that will come with early access, but I won't fiddle with the early access because I don't care about replaying the national championship game. I want to get right back into me being a quarterback for Georgia State and lead them to greatness.
Good for you!
Won the championship at Georgia State last year, by the way, then transferred to LSU, won the championship there, and then
Heisman
in the NFL.
Heisman? No.
Couldn't I think I may have. Right. I mean, I was pretty elite.
Yeah, so, Bo, those of you who don't know, Bo is our resident fantasy football guru around here. Do you play college football fantasy?
We are. There is a college football fantasy league that is head up by John the Miami Fan.
Oh.
That several Atlanta area radio people are in. That's the only college league that I'm in, but it's like 14 people deep.
Yeah.
Five conferences or four, I guess. Yeah.
I bring this up because the EA Sports college football video has listed the top 10 offensive players according to them and the rating. And Georgia, hold on to your hats. There's not a single player listed for you.
No.
And that's not a surprise. There probably shouldn't be.
Jeremiah Smith, the best player, the receiver out of Ohio State in all of college football.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ryan Williams, Alabama receiver.
Also makes sense.
Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, the running back.
Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Jordan Tyson, Arizona State. Caden Proctor, Alabama.
Lineman.
There's not a quarterback on this list either.
No, and I think they made their own separate quarterback list. I know I saw a list of the top 20 quarterbacks.
But you would think if they're going to categorize them, they categorized a running back, they categorized a receiver. Well, now this is the best offensive player. So there we go.
When I look at the quarterbacks and the top quarterbacks, I don't know how many of them are standalone playmakers the way like a Lamar Jackson was in his time.
Their top five, Cade Klubnik.
Yeah.
Clemson.
I think he wins the Heisman this year, by the way. He's my guy. He's my guy.
I got to tell you something, y'all. Carson Beck, Miami is schedule. He could absolutely, sorry, Paul Feinbaum, be sitting front row in New York. That's going to be something. Let me give you the rest of the list. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, shout out, Bo. Drew Allen at Penn State, Sam Leavitt at Arizona State, and South Carolina's Lenoris Sellers.
Yeah, I would sell on Sellers. I think people are a little bit too hot and heavy on this one. I think he's a very good player. Guys like him pop up. Guys like Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt, they pop up. Putting it together for a second year, though, is increasingly difficult. It's obviously exponentially when you're in the SEC. I just think it's so difficult to maintain that level of play.
What is the win total? And I don't know it. I'm going to look up South Carolina's win total because that could be a good little bet.
It's probably 7.5 would be my guess.
I'm going to look that up. All right, real quick, Georgia Tech giving you some love. Top 26 top receivers in the country. Eric Rivers, number 5.
Yeah. I mean, look, you pair him with what they got at quarterback, I think you're on to something. That defense is improving. I'm excited to watch him.
In the tight ends, Georgia, Oscar Delp at number 4.
I'm surprised people are as high on him as they are. Only because we haven't really had an opportunity to see him break out in the offense. Not because I question the abilities. He really hasn't been featured. And so for him to still be ranking that high is impressive.
Tight ends. And that's, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Christian Miller, number 2 ranked defensive tackle as well. I think he's one of the three key part, and there'd be more than three, but when you look at the levels of Georgia's defense, it's C.J. Allen and Bolden, and I think they can be pretty good. Christian Miller's going to be a part of that as well. All right, when we come back here on the Steakhouse.
7.5 is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
I just looked it up.
It couldn't have been anything else.
Good job.
When we come back here, belly up. Boy, we have some stories you have got to hear. Some sports, some pop culture, and unfortunately some medical that we have to get to as well. It's all coming up in hour number 2, along with Atlanta Track Club CEO Rich Kanah. All coming on the Steakhouse. Hour number 2 right on the way in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.